Chavtaun Rav at the bottom here. Amdushnei Kohanim Bishar Elyon. When they on the way to do the Nisuch Hamayim, two Kohanim stood in the upper gate. Hayorid me'Ezus Yisrael le'Ezus Nashim, which went down from the Ezus Yisrael to the Ezus Nashim. Ushtei Chatzotzes beyond them, had two trumpets in their hands. Korah Gever. So the Gemara is going to assume that this is an actual human being. Gever can also mean a rooster. Mm-hmm. Right? A rooster is also called a gever. Korah Gever, Torah, but it's in the morning, obviously. The Taku V'Riu V'Taku, they did a Tkiyah, true Tkiyah. Yigilu Malasir, when they came to the 10th step, they blew shofar again, Torah Taku V'Riu V'Taku, actually the trumpets again. And he grew Azora when they caught up to the Azora. Taku v'yir v'taku. They did tkiya true tkiya again. V'taku v'holchin. They did tkiya tkiya v'tru. Actually, the Azora here is this notion they're going out. I apologize. Taku v'holchin. They continued to do tkiyos. Achimagim v'shariyot to the mizrach until they got to the gate which goes at east. They used shariyot to the mizrach when they got to the gate which goes at east. V'ochel p'nei lamar, they turned to the west. V'omer, they said, Avoseinu, you've been welcome out there. Our forefathers were in this place. Achreim eleichal Hashem. They turned backwards to the sanctuary of God. P'nei came and they faced eastwards towards the sun. V'emo mishtachmin came l'shemesh and they bowed down eastwards to the sun. V'anu l'kol l'kainenu. We are to God and to God our eyes are. Rabbi Ramer Shoni Maisaloma, they say it again. They say Onu Lika Vilukainenu. They say word to Ka and the Koinenu another time, right? Twice. Tigam Rav Kumi de Bez Rabbi Shila. Rav said in the house of Rabbi Shila, Kaha Gavra, as it says in our Mishnah, Akris Kruza means the announcer announced. Relay, they said, Kartani Gaila, no, it's the rooster. Armones, they said no, because in Masech Tishkolim, Vatnina Ben Gever, it says the son of Gever, as opposed to Gever. Yislach Meim or Barta Digolo, what do you think was the son of a rooster? Come out. So there must be a person. Rabbi Meboy, it says when they got to the 10th step, Asirim Milamal is the 10th from the top, which is the 5th on the bottom, or Asirim Milamata, the 10th from the bottom, which is the 5th on the top. It's an exciting question, the Gemara gives no answer. Armer Chir Baba. Rechir Baba says, Vehema Mishtachavim Ein Ksivkan. The Kree is they bowed down. Their forefathers bowed down. They were Mishtachavim Kedma. But the Ksiv, as it was actually when Rich read the Mishnahs, Mishtachavisem. See, there's an extra tough in there, right? So the Ksiv is Mishtachavisem, right? So the Kree is Mishtachavim. The Ksiv is with an extra tough. Mishtachavim Ksivkan Elevim Mishtachavisem Mishtachavisem. So Mishtachavim Lechama. Means they bow down to the sun and they bow down to the Heichal, but that's really a euphemism. What do they do in the direction of the Heichal? Who remembers what they did in the direction of the Heichal? They bowed down in one direction. What do they do in the other direction? Who remember? Defecating. They were defecating in the direction of the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the euphemism here. Amrayar Barkana, Barkana said another similar drush in a different pasuk instead of Yechetzel and Yirmiyah. Kishtaim rolls also ami. My nation did two evils. Kishtaim rolls also, but they only did two evils. So ami of vitrol elef. Nobody understands exactly what it means, but most unfortunately say it means they went way over 1,000. Yo, like Yoser mi elef. The Mashbiach won't say it's Vitral Aleph. Hashem always is Moichel the first Aveira. It's like we say Mavi Rishon Rishon. So Hashem lets one go, so how could it be two? Elashim Mishtachim Lacham Mishtachim Lechel. So rather, it's referring to this specific incident where they bowed towards the sun and defecated towards the sanctuary, and that's two in one, and that's what this pasuk is referring to. Ein Pasim Mechof Altki is Mikdash, and no less than 21 blows in the Mikdash. You don't add on 48. If every day there were 21 tkiyos, shalosh l'psicha shorim. Now it's really tkiya true tkiya. Okay, we're counting each blast in the separately. So every day is 21. Three l'psichas d'shorim. That's tkiya true tkiya. Where they open the gates. Tisha 9 blasts l'tamid shel shachar for the morning tamid. V'tisha tamid shel rabbi 9 for the afternoon tamid. Ulamusafin masivim otas. When there's a musaf, on Shabbos, and Yom Tov you add another 9. Uve'erev Shabbos Mosifim Ocheish, on Erev Shabbos you add another 6. Shloshal after yourself, in a local 3 to get the people to stop working. Shloshal after you've been Kodesh Lachon, 3 to separate between Kodesh Lachon. Nowadays in Yerushalayim, they have an Eretz Yisrael, they have an alarm, right? They have an alarm that then they had shofar. Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos within the holiday of Sukkot, Hayusham Memches, there were 48 blasts. Gimel Psichoshorim, 3 from the opening gates. Gimel Sharelo, 3 when they came down from the upper gate. Shloshah Shara Tachton, 3 for the lower gate. Shloshah Lemilu Yamayim, 3 for filling the waters. Shloshah Gamizbech, 3 when they got back and said, Tudun Nisuchamayim. Tisha Latamit Shal Shachar, 9 for the time of the morning. Tisha Tajibar, 9 for the time in the afternoon. Tisha, 9 La Musafin for Musaf. Shloshah after Saw Minam Lachal, 3 to stop the people from doing work. Ushloshah after Makoshachon, 3 to separate being Koshachon, which is 48 altogether. Now, what the Gemara is going to point out is that this Mishnah leaves out that they also blew for the 10th step. It's not in this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to point that out. Okay? Tani, we learned, Ein Pachsim, probably doesn't point that out, if I recall correctly, but the Yerushalmi does. Tani, Ein Pachos Mishiva of Lo Yosra Al Tezayin. There's another version which has, there weren't less than 7 and not more than 16. And that is Rabbi Yehuda. In the Bavli, it's explicit Rabbi Yehuda. Here it's not explicit, but it is Rabbi Yehuda, who says it was 7 and 16. Now it's not, they're not arguing. It's a different way of counting. Because what's 7 times 3? 21. Right. What's 16 times 3? 48. So just like I mentioned, said, was no less than there were never less than 21 and never more than 48. He's saying there were never less than 7 and more than 16. Just that our mission enumerates Kia true at Kia as 3. Right. And he enumerates Kia true at Kia as 1. Okay? So says the Gemara, I ain't Tanya. This Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, of a Tkiyo, true Tkiyo, Chado, he makes them all one blow. Vayin Tana, a Tana, our Mishnah, of it, called Chado, but Chado, Minon Chado, he makes each one independent. Shatim Tzolomar, this is also non-debavli. This is an interesting statement. Shatim Tzolomar, where you come out saying that according to Chachomim, Shlosha Alkom Mate Umate, when they blow the Chatzotros in the Midbar, in order to get people to travel, in order to get Amisol to travel. So according to Rabbanon, it was 3 for each mate, 3 for each shevet, right? And how many shvatim were there? 12. Right. Now that's according to Rabbanon. 3 for each shevet, that's 12. Rabbi Yehuda, that's 3 for each shevet, that's 36, right? Yep. 36 blasts. Now according to Rabbi Yehuda, how many blasts were there according to his way of counting? No. Divide by 3. 12.
12.
Because he counts Kiyah through Kiyah as 1, right? So according to him, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlosha called Degel v'Degel. Each Degel had 3. How many Shvatim were there in a Degel? 4. Because there are four sides of the camp. Each one had a separate flag carrying Shevet on which the other two were, counted. Right, so again, it's not a machlokus. It's just according to Rabbanon, it's 3 for each mate because they count Kiyah true Tkiyah as 1. So it's 3 for each mate, and then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 3 for each degel because he counts Kiyah true Tkiyah as 1, and you only get 3 Kiyah true Tkiyahs when you count each side separately. Okay, so it's interesting. Going to each, and when they used to get into travel, they used to blow 12 Tkiyah true Tkiyahs, which are 36 altogether.
Did the Chatzi Shvatim have their own?
No, because in the Midbar they weren't divided. They only divided when they entered Eretz Yisrael, when they entered Eber Yardin. But Tani, we learned, so it says now the game back question which I asked before, the Vitani, didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah, it says test, but it's a mistake. It's be Vishloshal Mala series. What happened to the 310th step? Harchayre. This is a different Tani. Mandis Legar Mizbeach, he says they blew when they got to the top of the Mizbeach. Lacey Mala series, he doesn't know they blew when they got to the 10th step. Mandis Mala series, he says they blew when they got to the 10th step. Lacey Legar Mizbeach, he doesn't know they blew when they got to the top of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Zira says, also Meretz. Now, our Mishnah is further than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about a Friday in Sukkos, right? It says a Friday in Sukkos, he blew 48. Well, it gave us a very nice description. The catch is that what about for tomorrow? Meaning, every day used to blow full up water for that day at dawn of that day. But on Shabbos, they weren't allowed to fill up water on Shabbos. When they fill up the water for Shabbos? Erev Shabbos. Oh, yeah. So if you blew for Milui, it says here you blew for Milui Amayim, right? So if you blow twice for Milui Amayim, once for today, once for tomorrow. That should be 51, not 48. Should be two, three for today's filling the waters and tomorrow's influence waters. So Zosmer's El Shaloya talking about Nisuch Amayim Bilvat, meaning they only blew for today's Nisuch Amayim, right? Lenisuch means Lenisuch Amayim of today. Even though they filled up for tomorrow, they didn't blow for tomorrow, so that's why they didn't go up to 51. Because in Tamar, Lemiluyon, you're going to say they blew for tomorrow's filling up of the waters. So tell me, 3 and 3, and make it 51. So mostly they only blew for today's. Elaine Inun, ask more, that's it? Vaisal Charonin. I got another time when it's 48. No, it sounds it's only this 48. I got another one. This question answers also in the Bavli. It says, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos is Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. You have Teshel Musafi Shabbos, 9 from Musaf Shabbos. Teshel Musafi Rosh Chodesh, 9 from Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Teshel Musafi Yontav Rosh Hashanah, which is how many altogether? 27, right? 3 times 9, right? Plus the 21 of every day. 27 and 21 is how much? 48. So it's another day which you have 48, right? So why not count to another day which has 48? Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah.
But Rosh Hashanah encompasses Rosh Chodesh.
So Ella, now here the gears is a little bit messed up. It should be Ella Delo. This is not, must be, not Kimad Dharma. The Kimad Dharma says Yitku. Now, it says here, Lifni Minyan, but it's supposed to be Lifni Minyan HaMusafi Mitzku. It must be that this is not going, like Mandamur says, they used to add for each Musaf, which is similar to what you're saying, because the person who wants to add from each Musaf, obviously you add for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, so it must be that he holds it was 9 no matter what. No! Says Rabban, the case of Mishra Yaakov Baracha, Vafidu Kamandamar Yisku Lifi Minyan Musafi Misku. Even according to Prini, who adds that you add for the more Musafin, the next word is also a typo. It should be like the Babli says, Tokin are you Musafin, not Tkios, but Tokin. They would add people blowing the trumpets. They would do 9 blasts, but with more trumpeteers. And that way it was louder blasts. That's how they used to add for the Musaf. Not in the number of blows, but the number of blowers, not in the Chefza, but in the Gavra. Talking to myself in Loya Masifin Tkiyas, but not blows. Okay, now we have a little bit of musicology, so we're just going to run through it since none of you seem musically inclined to me. Rabbi Chia Baba said, He Nevel, He Kinor. Nevel, Kinor are the same thing, the string instruments. Nimini Seiros Ben Zeloza. One of them has more strings than the other one. Amr Chibra Abba Lamni Kroshmo Nevel. Why is it called Nevel? Shumal Bikama Mide Zer Zer. It embarrasses all the other types of instruments because it makes such wonderful noise, the sounds. Malbin means to whiten the face of the other ones. Chidim Shem Rabbi said, Ayidei Or She'eno Avud, because it's made out of unworked leather by Dei Nimini Seiros, and it has additional strings, Hayamali Kamehimizim, and embarrasses all other types of music. Shimon Ben Lakshamar Ugov, another type of musical instrument, Ze'art Bilas. In modern Hebrew, actually in the 19th century, an Ugov is an organ. But here it's obviously some sort of other type of type of instrument. They say here it's like a triangle of some sort. Okay, so it's something of some percussion instrument. Tanya Shimon Gamliel, Lo Yar Debilas B'Yushalayim, there's no Yar Debilas Yushalayim, Neshia Sarech HaSad Ne'imah, it doesn't sound so good. Chalil Shemikta Shemoshaya, Chalim Beis HaMikdash was actually made by Moses. V'Shokanaya was made out of reed. Nishbar, it broke. V'Diknu, and they fixed it. But the fixing wasn't so nice. It wasn't work so well. If anybody, I don't know if you have what became you are music, but after I insulted you especially, but a few years ago they fixed up Carnegie Hall, And after they fixed it up, it was worse than before, and they found they made a mistake in fixing it. So here too, it's the same thing. So nishmar v'tiknua for loya kola rave kmo shahoy, it wasn't as nice, didn't sound as nice. So chosman adlua, so they broke it again. In other words, they took away the fix. For chosman kmo shahoy, it sounded better broken than it sounded fixed. Okay. So tzalzel shomikta shomo shahoya. Similarly, there was a symbol in the base of mikta shomo shahoya v'shon lechoshes. It was made of copper hoya. For nishmar, like the Liberty Bell, was broke. For tiknua, they fixed it. For loya mitzalzel kmo shahoya, it was broken. It didn't sound proper. Chosman adlua, they took away the fixing. For chosman kmo shahoya, it sounded better. Machdesh shomikdash, the mortar and pestle base of mikdash v'kthor shemosha, it was from Moshe. The cholachosh, there was copper nishbra that they broke with tiknu and they fixed it. Loisam v'atemes k'moshoisa, it didn't make the ktoras ground properly as it was before. Now this is going according to opinion, at least according to Korban Eda, that says we hakol yofel l'psamim, hakol yofel l'psamim, which we say in pita maktoras, which means that it's good to talk or make noise. When you're making psalmim, somehow, you know, the vibrations are good for fluffing up or something. So therefore, this mortar and pestle, which Moshe Rabbeinu made, had a nice tone to it. And that tone actually made the psalmim better. So therefore, when they fixed it, it wasn't as good. So they put it back and used it broken. It was better that way. These are two kelim which broken base at first base and mikdash v'lo sol and ruchan, they never fixed them. It's a typo. It should be with a chaf, not a ches. Alein Omer, concern them. It says nechoshes maruk nechoshes mimurak. Now the Korban Eda changes the gears. It should be nechoshes maruk nechoshes mimurat with a tes. And these are two kelim which mimurak means that it's very very well forged, and murak means it's very shiny, and they were these two copper vessels, the copper of the mortar and pestle and the copper of the symbols that which are made by Moshe Rabbeinu. Uklein Nechoshes Mutzav, and these were, they had a gold sheen to them. Tova Shnaim, there were two good Tova Shnaim Chamudo, there were good Tova Shnaim, I'm sorry, Uklein Nechoshes Mutzav Tova. So gold-looking copper, shnayim chamudos kuzov, two precious ones like gold. Chain amaroyim, two amaroyim. Interpret this puzzle. Chaimar, chaiminai. One of these vessels made by Moshe Rabbeinu, ketreidav was as precious as two vessels of gold. Chaimar, another said, trein hon. There are many copper vessels in the base of Mikdash. These two ketreidav like were two vessels of gold. Tanya Rabbi Shimon, I have no idea what this Gemara is brought down here. There's nothing to do with our discussion. Shinal Mil says, Shiloach Yamotzi Maiki, so the Shiloach, it's a piddly kind of spring. It gives up water the size of a coin. Almost they said, now Chavenu, let's expand it. If your Brew Mame up, it'll give more water. I don't know if they understood the concept of water pressure. So they said, expand, it'll give more water, right? So what happened was that here Chivu, they expanded it, Nismatu Mame of it, has less water. They went back and they fixed up because of the, they got back the way it was previously. So this is in line with the previous Gemara, some things that they fixed and didn't fix properly, I guess. Yeah. Magrefa, there was another keli called the Magrefa. Rabbi Shmuel Chaimar Sornikom, it was like a flute, but it had 10 holes. And each one of these holes was wondrous and that it could produce 100 types of saw. The Chronomer there said, Man, you bought at 100 holes, each one can produce 10 types of zemer. From both of them we learn that it would produce 1,000 types of music. I don't know if it's exaggeration or literal, but it was a pretty nice musical instrument. Okay, Musavi Shabbos and Musavi Rosh Chodesh. When you have a choice of Musav of Shabbos and Musav Rosh Chodesh, Mikodem, which you bring first? Rabbi Yirmi Savar Meir, Musavi Shabbos and Musavi Rosh Chodesh, Musavi Rosh Chodesh Komim. Musav Rosh Chodesh comes first. And he has a Raila. Raya, Chelad Rabbi Yirmi, the Raya of Rabbi Yirmi is from here. It says Shiro Shol Shabbos. I guess it's a brisa. Shiro Shol Shabbos, Shiro Shol Shchodesh. We have Shiro Shol Yom Shabbos, Shiro Shol Yom Shchodesh. Like this week, we talk it, don't do it this way. Shiro Shol Shchodesh Kodesh. Actually, we don't do that. We say
it's the Musaf for Shchodesh, and you just add the words Shabbos.
Yeah, but we say afterwards, we say Baruch Nafshi after Mizmor Shiro Yom Shabbos, don't we?
Yeah.
But here saying the opposite.
That's right, yeah.
Say first, say Baruch Nafshi. Yeah, sure. You say first say Borchi Nafshi and then Mizmer Shili Omer Shabbos. So
maybe we're talking about in the Shmon Esrei.
No, Shir, Shir Shoyom.
Shir Shoyom. We say the Mizmer, the Shir.
No, it's not. That's Rabbi Yehuda's whole point. That's Rabbi Yehuda's point. The Gemara is going to come to that conclusion. But it says that's Gemara answers. Amr Rabbi Shishani, the Shushum is different. The reason I do the Shushum Rosh Chodesh first is because they have the fire simon in order to publicize the Lodiyah to help everybody know it's Rosh Chodesh. Right? But for the Musaf itself, Ketzos and Shochin, Musfe Shabbos, Ramelim, Shush Rosh Chodesh. Because for the Musaf itself, you do first the Shechita of the Musaf of Shabbos and say on it the Shiv of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Baram Hach, Musaf Shabbos, the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, in terms of the Musaf itself, Musaf Shabbos Koidmin, the Musaf Shabbos come first, so Shein Kol Tadim Mechaveir, Koidim Mechaveir, like you said, because Tadim Shein Koidim, it's frequent, it's prevalent, it's more often, so therefore Shabbos comes first. So what do we actually do, according to the Gemara, is if you say the Shir Shriyam of Rosh Chodesh, the Levim sing it when they make the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. Oh, the reason they do that is in order to publicize that it's Rosh Chodesh, they reverse the order. Okay? Yotav Rishon Shel Ruach Chag, the first day of Sukkot, Hashem Shlosh Osar Purim, there were 13 bulls, Eilim Shnayim, and 2 rams, Besor Echad, and 1 goat. The Shlai Rishon Marboas Sar Kvasim, there were 8, there were 14 sheep left. Lishmona Mishmoros, for the, eight mishmaros. So in other words, there are 24 mishmaros. 13 plus 12 plus 4 is it 13? Shlosha parim and shteim. I'm sorry, shteim. 13 and 2 is 15, and 1 is 16, and 14 is 30. So there were 8 extra karbanos. In other words, every mishmar got 1 because of 24 mishmaros, and then another 8 of those mishmaros got 2, right? Biyom rishon shisha makrim shnayim. 2. What did I say? Hey them. What was I going to say? Oh, it's 30. My math was wrong. I just said it right. Right. 24 get. 24, I don't know if I said it right, but in any event, there were 3 karbanos, so 6 mishmaros got 2 karbanos, okay? Shishim akiv shnayim shnayim, vashar echad echad, everybody got 1. Eos got 1. B'sheni, on the second day, chamishim akiv, since there's 1 less bull, so chamishim akiv shnayim shnayim, 5 will get 2, vashar echad echad, the rest will get 1. B'shlishi, on the third day, arboh makrim shnayim shnayim, 4 people get 2, vashar echad echad. And the rest will get 1. Birvi shlosh makrim shnayim shnayim vashar echad echad. You get the pattern. B'chamishi shnayim makrim shnayim shnayim vashar echad echad. B'shishi echad makrim shnayim shnayim vashar echad echad. B'shvi kulam shavim. On the seventh day, they're ready. Oh, exactly 24 kabbalas. Everybody got 1. B'shmini chazul lepayis kiragolim. On the shmini atzeres, they did a lottery, because there weren't enough kabbalas to go around for 24. Amr they say Mishra Makri Vayom Loya Makri Parim Mishra Makri Vayom. Somebody sacrificed, it means the bulls today. Loya Makri Parim Lamarcho, not get bulls the next day, because bulls have the most meat. El Chayzim Chalil, they would make a round robin. So on this we learn Tari Kol Mishmar Shoyi Ba Mikdash. All the Mishmaros of Beis Hamikdash. Hayu Shonas Mishalosh was go around 3 times by Parim in the bulls, because there are 70 bulls, right? Trust me on that. There are 70 bulls corresponding to the 70 nations, right? Right. So everybody would get 2, except 3, except for 2 mishmaros, which only got 2. Because 72 divided by 3 would be 24. So 2 of them only got 1 bull. Okay, the loyal mishmaros is important, they wouldn't get 3 bulls. They only got 2 bulls, not 3. So says Marai Belezer Bashar, Belezer asked a very good question. He said, Miles Chimei Regabah, so we did compensate them on Pesach. Because on Pesach, they're bulls, right? So first day Pesach, do we give them the 2 mishmaros, their poor 2 bulls on first day Pesach? So to compensate the mishmaros which got left out on Sukkot, do we give it to them on Pesach? That's Gemara's question. So it says, Maram Rabbi Yisrael, it says, Masnisa should be low. Masnisa low, Amrakein. Mishnah says, Naida, it says, B'shmini chazul l'payis b'regolim. It says, even on Shmini Atzeres, Why don't you use the one bull on Shmini Atzeres to make up for a Mishmar which the Lord messed out today? Even then you don't make up with them, right? To make up to the people who lost out, you make a lottery. So certainly Pesach are not going to make up. So you're right. According to him, it's not, according to that opinion, I have no kasha. Lo tzor chada ella kada the time Shem Nelson. My kasha according to Reb Nelson. Time Nelson says Shmini loya bo pais. He says the eighth day Shmini Atzeres there was no lottery, and the Taka gave the one bull of Shmini Atzeres to the Mishmar which had not yet gotten through, to one of the two Mishmars which had not yet gotten three bulls. So the question is, according to that opinion, Rabbi Nelson's opinion, that the one bull of Shmini Atzeres went to one of the Mishmars which had not yet gotten three bulls, to compensate the lone remaining Mishmar subsequently on Pesach. Right? According to him, the question is. Adai to Rabbi Nelson, Miles Chemir Gabod, we start from the next Mishmar on Pesach. So Rabbi Yochanan said, the time came and looked at a Bryce. Oh, the Gemara doesn't answer. Forgot. So the Gemara doesn't answer. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, based misery, but we'll have to find out. I'm Yochanan, the time came, Rabbi Yochanan said, we learned this to Bryce. Shmini Rego Bifne Atzmo. Shmini is a Yontif in and of itself. How so? Pais in the Atzmo has its own lottery, like Rabbi Yosef said before. Brach v'niatzma is on bracha, and it's a korim v'niatzma. Regel, it's a regel on itself. Dam ra'ivim v'shem ra'biyacha kulum ksib uviyom. On all the days of Sukkot, it says uviyom, uviyom rish, uviyom hasheni, uviyom hashlishi, uviyom vi. Here it says kaksi bayom hashmini without the vav. It's no connecting vav. Ma'amelcha shroyev v'niatzma is just regel. It's in and of itself. Pais, that's on lottery. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, and since I'm a kid, he said before the Mishnah said it, Bishmini, Chosu Pais, or Gilim, that they made a Pais like every Yotif. Bracha, the Bracha, Amar Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Elah, our old friend Rabbi Elah, he hasn't been around in a while. I'm Rabbi Elah, Zman, make a Shechion on Shmini Atzeres. Karbon, Par Echad, Ayel Echad. It's got a unique carbon, not like the other days, it's got one bull and one ram. Okay, 5 more minutes. Go for it. Says Mara, Bishlosha Brachim Mishana, how you call Mishmar Shavit? 3 times a year, all the Mishmaras would get equivalent amounts. Bimurim Regalim, and when they used to bring up the Murim of the Regalim, meaning the Korbanos that you just mentioned, the special Korbanos of the Regalim, all the Mishmaras had dibs. V'chilk Lechem Aponim, and when that was the case, they all divide Lechem Aponim equally. But Seres, now what about on Shavuos, when they used to have, besides Lechem Aponim, what they have? Oh, Atzeres comes on Shabbos. What Atzeres comes on Shabbos? What do you have besides the lechem upon him?
The two breads
which come with the two sheep, which are, of course the Mishmaros brought up, and the two breads. Thing is, lechem upon him is
chametz.
No, the opposite. Lechem upon him is matzah. The shtei alechem, the two breads of Shavuos, those are chametz. So they could trade up. One going to say Eilach Matzah, here's Matzah, Eilach Chametz, Eilach would say here's Chametz. Mishmar Shizmano Kavua, a Mishmar who's taught, now even on the Yotif, the Mishmar was weak, it actually was, Humar Kriv Tamidim, it brings the Tamidim, Nidorim, Nidavos, in other words, Tamidim are the regular Kabbalas, Nidavos are Korbanos volunteered by Am Yisrael, which brings it up, the private individuals, the Chol Korban Tziva, and all the communal Korbanos, which are brought obviously in Chol Moed. Umakim Zakon, they sacrifice any excess Korbanos which there are. The only thing which the other Mishmaros have dibs on is the Musafim of the Yontif. Okay? Yontif Samach Shabbos, if Yontif comes out adjacent to a Shabbos, so people can't leave, right? The Shabbos, the Shabbos before Yontif, or Shabbos right after Yontif. So people have to come a day early, the Kohanim, have to stay a day later, right?
Shavuos this year,
right. So how you call Mishmar Shavim L'chiluk Lechem Aponim? So that Shabbos, even though it wasn't Yontif, they would all divvy up the Lechem Aponim equally, because they all had to be there. Chal Yom Echol Afsir Yisayim. So what if there's one day between Yontif and Shabbos and Yontif? So a lot of people could leave, but a lot of people couldn't leave, right? So they made a Pshara. Mishmar Shizmano Kavua, the Mishmar who's weak, it actually was, who knows till Esther gets 10 out of the 12 Chalos. In other words, there were two Mishmaros, obviously, because every Shabbos used to have the change in the guard. So they would get 10 to distribute among the two of them. Famisakev, and the one people who are remaining from whose Mishmar wasn't this week, they're Notar Shlein, they get 2 divided up among all of them. Ushar Koli Mazar Shana, generally speaking, the rest here, Hanif Nas Noit El Sheish, the Mishmar which comes in gets 6, and the and the people who are leaving also get six as well. Rabbi Omer, no, anichnas noitel sheva. The people coming in get seven to give them more covered for coming in. Leaving only get five. Those who come in, they get a special chashivas. And they divide up always on the north. And the people leaving, they divide up Badorim on the south. Bilga always divides up on the south. It's a curb punishment them. They don't have a shechita ring to shecht with. Their lockers are closed up, and why they were punished, Gemara will say. It says, everybody gets an equal portion of the Kohanim. So that's talking about on Yotif, because Yochla B'Shari Moser Shana, Kohen Moser Shana, is it talking about any other day of the year? No. Tamilipa says, Levai Mimim Korav Alavos, besides that which they sold by the fathers. What does that mean? Chutzi Mashemachru Avos Labonim, except for that which the fathers agreed to sell to their children, meaning to divvy up Ad Shabbos Chav Ani Shabbosi. In other words, many years ago, the Kohen divided up into 24 Mishmaros. That's like a Mimkar, because they made an agreement, a commercial agreement. So the only time Chelik is on Yontif, not the rest of the time. Now, this is a ray we had earlier in the parak, but Teres Omer Helech Matzah Helech Chometz. They traded up Matzah to Chometz. He's Tani Tani Helech Chometz Helech Matzah. That the trade up was to Matzah. Matzah Helech Matzah. You said that they wanted to trade up to Matzah. That's because Shehu, it's a type of Shemit Tadir. Because Matzah is more prevalent. It's every week. Matzah Helech Chometz. The Chometz is more Choshem, and they would trade up to Chometz. Shehu, it's a type of Chavim. Because people like Chometz better than Matzah. Omer Rabbi Lehi said, Kol Mishmaros in the Sunas Bedar, when they used to have all the Mishmaros there for Yontif, they used to all divide up in the south. Nobody got the covet of being in the north. Because they're all there. Why should you give one Mishmar covet over the other? So now, you might ask, as I would ask, that why did they all divide up in the north? The north is more Choshev, we said. So why did they all divide up north and not south? So I think the answer is because of Bilga. Because Bilga was punished that they could never divide up on the north. So even on Yotif they got him. Right? They always had the Chisaron that they should never divide up on the north. Even on Yotif, when you could put them all together on one side, they never got the north side. They never got the more Choshev side. Why is north and more Choshev? The Gemara is going to say for two reasons, but I'll tell you now already. One reason, actually, the Gemara doesn't bring up both reasons, but one reason is because in the north, they used to shecht kachim kachim. And the south used to shecht kachim kalim. So north is more choshev. Because kachim kachim more choshev. The other reason is because when you enter the base of Mikdash, remember you're facing towards the west. So what's to your right hand if you're facing west? You're facing that way. What's to your right?
South.
Facing this way. What's to my right?
To your right is north.
North, right?
Yeah.
So that means, when a person entered the Beis HaMikdash, which way would he turn? To the north, right?
Yes.
So a person who's coming in always looks like he's going on the north. A person who's going out is always on the south, right?
Right.
So Bilga, even when they came in, we made them look like they're going out. They always had to do a divide up by the exit, like, we really want you guys out of here. So that said, the north is more choshev, okay? Rabbi Yisrael is said, Masdi so Amrakei. Our Mishnah says that you give equal cover to all of them, because it says Chayim Echol has to be in a sign. When do they go down? Only if there's a day in between. But otherwise, everybody gets equal cover for all the Mishmaros. Rayita Matitas Mishnah Rabbah said Koyam as Messiah led. Now this is going back to the next part of the Mishnah where it says that the people who are leaving get only five chalos. People coming get seven, the people leaving get five. What's the pasuk? Interesting pasuk. When David fled from Shaul to Nov Ir Kohanim, so he asked for lechem upon him. And look at the language he used. He said to Achimelech, "Vata ma'ish tachas yodech, what do you got for me to eat? Chamisha lechem? Do you have five breads? To Noah B.O.D., give them to me on him, so whatever else you have. Why say five breads? So it must be. It's more of Achimelech to me talk. Mina Mishmar Yoytaya Achimelech from the Mishmar was leaving, and he had five breads. So here's our source to see that you have five breads. The Mishmar coming out gets five breads. Okay? Hanichnasi Chogim Mitzvah, those who come in divided north by Yoytim Medorim, those who going out divided south. Amrei Chanina, Breda Rabhila, Kadeh Achlo, coming to the Chosim, to give cover to those who are coming in. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Lo mitamzen, not because of that. Ela begin the thing because he learned anyway. Kol nichlasim la'arbais nichlasim derechamin. They go to the right, right? Mekim yotzei derechamin. They come around to their around towards the left. So therefore, the north is not necessarily covered, but that's the where you come in naturally. Bilgo always divides in the south. Meet named Miriam Bas Bilgo because Miriam Bas Bilgo she mir daita hu shmarit. She went and married a Greek officer. When the Greeks came to the base of Mitash, she came, she kicked the top of Mizbech. She said to Mizbech, Lucus, Lucus, Fox, Fox. At Mosa, Atochrafta.
Is it Fox or Wolf? I forget.
A Fox. At Mo. No, a Wolf. Why'd you call the base of Mitash a Wolf?
In whose portion is Mizbeach built?
Binyamin is?
Binyamin
is Zev Yitrov, right. So she was, it's Taka called the wolf, but she meant it derogatorily, right? So at Mosai, at Toya Chrafti, she destroyed the property of Jerusalem. Matalim B'shaz Tochi did not protect him when they were oppressed. In other words, we're here, and you're not protecting the Jews. Some say they should give mana lalos. The Bilgo was lazy. One time they were supposed to come in Shabbos v'lalos, they didn't come in. Because the Sheva, so Sheva was supposed to leave, came in v'shimish tachdei and served in their stead with kuna gdoila. Even though it says kuna gdoila, it means just in kahuna, meaning that that week. Feel a Bilgo l'olam biyoyted. That's why Bilgo always divides up on the south and looks as if they're leaving. V'shimish nichlas v'sheva on the way in. So ask more biakos and come. Let's just dissolve the mishmar. Let's only have 23. Get rid of them. Chuck them.
Right.
Dissolve them up. Fold them up into the other mishmaros. There's Malaysia. Yochel. You can't. Dvarmer Rabbi Simon Shem Rishuv and Levi. Rishuv and Zaneh Rishuv and Levi. Kashiv ne'amokum la'akir shal shos yuchsim im koimon. It's difficult to uproot an entire yuchsin, right? An entire family from its place. So says okay. So viyasu son of Simon Sholosh, right? So let's not dissolve them. Let's incorporate them in the other 23. Let's absorb them. Let's assimilate the other 23, make the 23. Leis Yochel Sukmars is an amazing thing. And the Bavli does not bring this down. It's an amazing thing. The Chassid, it says, Hema Yosa David Shmuel Herabim Nusam. The Mishmars were founded by David Shmuel, and they showed their craftsmanship. Bum Nusam Umanus Kedoylo Isosham. It was a special craft. Shein Mishmar Noito Vishona Beste Achuza. No Mishmar took twice the Achuza Chita Chaver until another one took. It's an amazing concept. Let me explain it briefly. How Yovel is every 50 years. Every 50 years, the fields which are not redeemed by their owners go to the Kohanim. The fields which are consecrated during the past 50 years made Ekdesh and are not redeemed go to the Kohanim. Which Kohanim get those fields? Which Kohanim? Take a guess. Not all the Kohanim.
The Mishmar
that's serving that Yom Kippur. So it would not. It's clear. It's not fair, right? So they because it's potluck, right? So they made 24 Mishmaros because if you make a cheshbon, and I did not make the cheshbon, but the emotion does, as you see, it's very long. Then no, in a cycle of the 50 years. No Mishmar is going to go twice in a row until all 24 have gone through once. It's 24 Mishmaros corresponds to the Yovel, because taking, of course, the amount of weeks into account, right? So that it would be absolutely cyclical. And it would be that every, that means it would go through 24 times 50. How many years? What's 24 times 50? 1,000.
25 times 50. 1,250 years.
1,200 years?
Well, that would be...
Right, so it's 1,200. 1,200. So actually it doesn't repeat itself for 1,200 years. It's an amazing thing that they made. It's the cycle which does not repeat itself except there after 1,200 years passed, which actually never happened. There were never enough Yovels to have that happen. But they made it so it would not repeat itself. So if you go down to 23, the whole thing will skew. So that's why they couldn't go down to 23. It's an amazing concept. Okay. V'tabas ha'kvua. I'm Rabbi Avos. Sorry, Rabbi Avos says, Chishavtim. I reckoned it. Taka works. Shei mishmar noitel v'shoyim v'yishtoy de'chuzat shiton chaveiro. It doesn't happen. Nobody goes twice until everybody goes once. So it's a 1,200-year cycle. Okay, but tabat ha'kfua, their ring was fixed, right? Bob v'shoyim v'yishtoy. Tabos oslam, they had rings, rechovos v'malim, which were wide on top, v'tzoros v'malaton, and narrow on the bottom, to pend the animal's neck while they'd slaughter it. V'chalona stuma, their windows were closed, meaning their lockers. Shlomidu osa sakineim, they could not use it for their knives. Okay, tina tamon, like it says there, huaya nikra base chofos, there's a certain place called base chofos, which was built into the wall of the Kodesh, to show me you're going to the sakim where they keep their knives. Bill got to borrow other people's lockers. Hashalaparaka chlil sleep with Mr. Sukkah.